Hello and welcome to episode 27 of Learn With Us. Today we're going to talk about a very controversial subject. Should I go to university to become a programmer? And the biggest answer I have to that is, it depends. So why can I talk to you on this subject? Well, in case you didn't know, I actually have a 5-year degree, a Master of Science degree in biophysics, where I actually developed my love for programming. So it's been quite trendy these days with several highly successful people on the internet that have become multimillionaires or billionaires, giving them stories about how they drop out of their university. But I would say that that is the very rare exception to the case where actually university was quite beneficial to you. For me personally, when I was 17, I was quite a lazy person. I didn't really have a drive to learn. So university actually gave me a hunger and a desire to learn. Then this doesn't happen immediately. That after about 3 or 4 years is when I started to enjoy the learning process. If I didn't have the university for the first few years there, and the pressure and being forced to actually learn these exams, I might not have had the drive to continue through it and finish the learning process and develop that love for learning. Another thing that worked very well in my favour is that the Scottish Government essentially pays for all of the Scottish people's higher education for free. Now, I recognise that this is actually quite a rare thing in the world. There's not too many countries that can afford to do that. But Scotland has been pretty much rolling in oil, and we get a lot of tax money back from the English government. So in most places in the world, university education is quite expensive. So for England, it's going to be around £10,000 a year for a course, and that's going to leave the student after about 3 years with between £50,000 to maybe £100,000 in debt. And you really have to consider, is what I'm going to learn at university going to be worthwhile? You know, is it going to be worth that extra money? Now, when I first started university, we didn't have a lot of those tools like YouTube and online free courses where the quality was actually very, very good. We pretty much had to learn everything through books and going to classrooms and sitting in front of lecture theatres and copying down notes. But today we just have an absolute proliferation of courses on the internet. So if you want to decide, you know, whether I need this degree or not, you have to think, can I sit down and have the discipline to teach me this stuff by myself? Or do I need the motivation of university? If you don't have that motivation to study by yourself and you have a comfortable budget that you won't be satisfied with the debt, then I think pretty much university is a no-brainer for you and your situation. However, if the cost is going to saddle you with debt and you feel that you can learn this material by yourself, then you probably want to look at not doing university. Now, why has things become so expensive? Well, in the UK, the amount of people that have been joining universities has increased much, much more than what it was in the past. I heard a statistic from a friend of mine. He says his dad, only around 4% of the people that you see today now would have actually went to university back in the day. And so there was a lot more grants available for them. But, you know, for whatever social, economic reasons now, we have much more people going to university. And also a lot of these courses that we're seeing nowadays, they're not going to lead to jobs, unfortunately. If your course is not hard enough and the material is not in demand enough, then there's pretty much, you know, not much point in doing that degree. Unless you actually totally love the subject. Pretty much a lot of universities now are just oversubscribed with lots of courses that will not guarantee you jobs. If you want to go to university, I recommend pick something that's hard and that's you will need the motivation of a university and exams to get you through the course. So when we look at programming, is a university degree useful for programming? Well, it depends how deep you want to go. I pretty much only done 1.5 years of programming material in my course, so a lot of knowledge, you know, relating to computer science knowledge, I don't actually have that, and even today I haven't bothered to go and read up about a lot of that stuff. So if you want to become a really, you know, world expert on domain subjects in relation to computer science, University will give you that background, especially at a 3 or 4 year computer science degree, if you wanted to go that deep. Now, that's not saying if you don't do the university course, you won't be able to learn this material after. It's certainly possible, but you just might not have the discipline to learn all those materials. So in regards to web development, when I was at university, I don't think I actually done anything to do with HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. I'm pretty much a self-taught web developer. And do you know that our university courses that can teach how to do web development, they'll maybe take 2 or 3 years or something like that. But personally, if all you want to do is web development, I think you'd be absolutely fine doing either, a 3 months crash course or just doing being self-taught on the web. If you want to be self-taught on the web, then definitely don't do what I did. When I learned, I didn't really have a mentor. Well, I didn't have a mentor. And I learned, tried to learn everything at once. I was learning Photoshop, Illustrator, MySQL, Flex, ActionScript, JavaScript. It just, on and on, took me about 9 months before I actually got a job in this stuff. But if you're much more focused and targeted, then you can probably get much quicker time to market if you just focus on the big three, CSS, HTML, and JavaScript. And I don't personally really think that you really need to go to university to accomplish proficiency in those languages. But like I said, I would say most people don't really have the discipline to, especially just out of school, to sit down and learn a career. It'll maybe take them a year of full-time working. I certainly wasn't in that situation. University actually, as I said before, gave me the ability to learn. So you have to consider that, So these are the four options. If I have, a good budget, maybe my parents are willing to pay for my degree or something, or I have a lot of savings, if you want to be a really strong programmer, then pretty much, I would say, 3 year course university, take a shot at it. But if you come from a poorer family and you don't really think you can you don't want to be saddled with all this debt, but you think that you'll be able to study by yourself and become a programmer, so that discipline, then you probably don't need to go to university. If you think you don't have the discipline and you don't come from a rich family and you still want to do the course, become a programmer, then I'd say do it. But pick a course that's going to challenge you. And there are jobs at the other end of it. It'd still be, a good decision. When I look back at my time, what did I find university useful and worthwhile? That 5 years, would I change it if I did it again? Actually, probably not, because, my degree was actually lots of different subjects in my degree, my biophysics degree. And it gave me a good general understanding and discipline and outlook in the world. And that was for my situation. However, for your situation, I'm not really sure if you would like to discuss more, then please, write some questions on my Twitter, on what you think on this episode. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on this subject. So thanks very much for taking time to listen to this episode. We'll be back shortly with more interesting topics for you. See you later.